Hi everyone. Today we'll be reading from John chapter 16, verses 16 through 24. A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again, a little while, and you will see me. So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he says to us? A little while, and you will not see me. And again, a little while, and you will see me. And because I'm going to the Father." So they're saying, what does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he's talking about. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Is this what you're asking of yourselves, what I meant by saying a little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You'll be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come, but when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." So it's kind of been a while in the Gospel of John since we heard anyone other than Jesus speak. And what we see here at the beginning of this passage is some of Jesus' disciples speaking to one another. And as to be expected in the Gospels, what they're expressing is confusion. They're basically like nudging each other. "Hey, do you know what he's talking about?" They're like confused about what Jesus is saying. And in particular, they're confused by this one phrase, which is repeated three times in just a couple of verses, is that Jesus says, "A little while, and you'll see me no longer, and again a little while, and you will see me." Now that is kind of confusing, like, because what does that mean? This phrase doesn't make much sense to them. But Jesus explains it to them, and they probably still don't understand it here. So there's two important things, or maybe events really, that they are not understanding here, which we'll talk about now then. First is, they don't understand what would happen in just a few hours. And by that I mean Jesus' death. Jesus would be arrested, tried in court, he'd be crucified, executed on a cross. He would die. And this is what Jesus means by then: "You will see me no longer." Jesus is saying, "I'm going to die." And they would have sorrow. That's what he points to here, the sorrow, weeping, lamenting the death of Jesus. But the second thing they didn't understand was the second event, and that's the resurrection on the third day. Jesus would die, yes. They will see him no longer. But again, a little while, and by that it means the third day, they would see him. What Jesus means then is they would see the resurrected Jesus. Jesus would die, but then he would rise from the dead. It's a resurrection. And in that day, they would have joy. They'd be so excited because they would see Jesus. And you know, what is the comparison that Jesus gives here is of a woman giving birth. And I've seen this happen. No, I didn't do it myself, right? My wife had two children, right? I was there in the hospital. There's this joy that comes when a child is born. But there's anguish beforehand, with what Jesus talks about, right? Jesus says that when a woman's giving birth, there is sorrow. And it doesn't mean she's like sad. It just means like it's hard. It's anguish. It's painful. But when the baby comes, that pain and that anguish aren't really remembered that much because there's this joy of this little child being born into the world. There's this joy, this excitement of this new life. This is what Jesus is pointing out. It's not just that Jesus would die and be resurrected. They would get their friend back, or their master, or the rabbi back, as great as that was. But this joy would be so joyful. They'd be full of joy, not just because he's back, but because of everything that means. It means sin and death have been defeated. And it means that they have a full life. They can ask of the Father anything. There's a spiritual authority. There's a power that this life can be full, as they're with Jesus, because Jesus is resurrected. This is what we remember at Easter. This is what we celebrate. This is the joy and excitement that we should have, as we know what Jesus has done for us, as we know the resurrected Jesus right now. And let's pray for that kind of joy. Let's pray for the fullness of joy. Let's ask for it. Let's receive it. Let's go to the Father. Ask for this joy of knowing the resurrected Jesus, of knowing all that he has given us, for all the ways that he loves us. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for the excitement, the joy of being with you, and knowing you as you've been resurrected, as you've done all that you've done for us. And Jesus, I just pray that you will show us and remind us of all that you've, of your love for us, God. And Lord, there is anguish and pain and struggles in this world, and we don't deny any of that. We don't minimize any of that. But we recognize that the joy we have in you is greater than all the things in this world. Remind us, help us, bring us back to you, Lord. We love you, Lord.